makes, just ask Casey Anthony, who's ready for freedom, baby. She'll get her first taste July 17th after being acquitted for the murder of her two-year-old daughter. We're going to have the aftermath of what the judge had to say on Thursday coming up here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As I said, going into the weekend, oh, what a difference 7 little days can make, including with your government. Red tape, conversation, conversation, and more, blah, 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 blah. Remember the Peanuts cartoon, wah, wah, wah? That's what I feel like now comes out of Foggy Bottom. Wah, wah, wah. I think it's Foggy Bottom has a reason more than the weather is why it's called Foggy Bottom. So the people that you've elected, some of them anyway, are going to work over the weekend. The president thinks that they can work this thing out. You know what I'm talking about, the old money pool, the debt ceiling. There's new talks in store on Sunday. In fact, in his own words, the leader of the free world.
All the leaders here came in a spirit of compromise, in a spirit of wanting to solve problems on behalf of the American people. I want to emphasize that nothing is agreed to until everything's agreed to.
Or did you like that? Nothing is agreed to until everything's agreed to. Okay. All right. I get it. But seriously, this is a break. It's a break because it looks like there may be 50-50. 50-50 chance, G. But before, remember, it was like, no way of resolving this thing. Where the debt ceiling's not going to be lifted. Nothing's going to happen. We're going to all grandstand and nobody's going to move on this at all. So the meeting, to be constructive and to say, well, okay, we're far apart on it, but maybe we can get there before August 2nd, means there has been a little bit of a parting of the clouds, the dark clouds over Washington. In fact, John Boehner says he's the guy who his prognostication was 50-50 and believes that, yeah, we might be able to give a little and take a little. And so maybe there is such thing as compromise. But what does the compromise mean to you and me? Because what's in it for me, you know, I have to say, when we talk about the federal government, that's what we all ask ourselves. It seems like a fantasy that they're able to solve it and that we're all going to end up okay. But the answer is maybe not, because Social Security is now on the table. In one sense, that could be a good thing. In another sense, it can be frightening. Medicare and Medicaid also. And you have to remember, for all the people who have paid in for however long, the cost of living increases haven't been there in the last 2 years. But what has been there the last 2 years? Food prices have gone up, up, up. Gasoline prices have gone up. Sure, they've dropped lately, but there have been plenty of times where we've been pinched at the pumps. So the fact that the Democrats are saying, okay, geez, these aren't our sacred cows anymore. We're willing to talk about this. Social Security has been dishing out $6.5 billion even in a story I read to wrong people. So I believe the answer is to audit the departments of the government. I think there's so much overlap. I know people who work for the government who tell me that in different departments, whether it's the IRS, whether it's Social Security. I'm talking about the people working day in and day out in different levels. So when they talk about looking at cost of living, why don't they just look at what they're doing wrong? $6.5 billion, going out to people who aren't supposed to get money or getting more than they should have. How does that happen? Because the numbers weren't right. The payments happened a couple of years ago and somebody wasn't paying attention to the overpayments. I mean, there's some money for you right there when we're talking about the $14 trillion and counting deficit that we have. There's a big chunk of cash that would have been nice to have and not taken out of the system. And I think that's what they need to look at. I think what they need to look at is the recklessness of what the government often does in many of these departments and the stupidity of having so many people doing the same job. I mean, here's the thing. You have Americans who should get their benefits. They should be accurate. They should be there for them. They paid into it their entire lives. So the 60 million or so that deserve to get it correctly, they shouldn't be hijacked. They shouldn't have their payments minimized. They shouldn't not get the cost of living increases because they have paid in again and again and again and again. And that's the scary part. Yes, Social Security has to be looked at. It should have been reformed a long time ago. But it scares me when they say that, because what does it mean they're going to do it? What happens with Medicare, Medicaid? What are they going to do to what are they going to do to that? What's going to happen to health? And what's going to happen to the payments there to docs who get it, who may screw up that system a little bit more? Pardon me for being so jaundiced about it, but I know many of you listening are thinking the same thing. You're thinking the same thing. It does mean, however, the Democrats are willing to give an inch, and they're going to go after some tax loopholes, maybe some that affect you, maybe some that don't. Because what do you describe as wealthy? Who are the wealthy people that are always being talked about? Are you talking about the gazillionaires? Are we talking about businesses? Are we talking about individuals? A lot of that is kind of hazy, to be honest. Kind of hazy. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, let me set the menu for you. We've got We Can Count, because it is always about the numbers after all, right? The 30-year-old shuttle program, part of that. It's done. It's over with. There are a lot of people pinched in the in and around the shuttle area in Florida, up and down that coastline, who find themselves in a precarious situation because so many people are fleeing NASA. Businesses are tanking as a result of it, mostly food and beverage, and certainly some of the supply-type stores as well. I mean, when I say supply, some of the bigger-end stores, clothing or otherwise. And besides that, of course, Casey Anthony, the release date, I mentioned that at the top, how your fate and fortune can change within 7 days, and hers changed in one day and then changed another day as to what the actual release date was going to be. So we'll talk about that too as well. Plus, we have a dungeon moment in this hour of America Tonight. You know, that's when I've had it up to here with somebody and I decide, okay, we're going to put them in the America Tonight dungeon. I will send that person a key. If they agree to come on the show, to be a guest on the show, then we release them from their own private dungeon. And I'm going to tell you who that is this hour, too, as well. And in between all of that, believe it or not, we have a few other things that have happened. Just shocking what happened in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because there were bullets flying and there were some innocent people that narrowly escaped being killed. 7 people dead in Grand Rapids. We're going to talk about that and Casey Anthony when we come back around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Thing you might try to do. That luck fella's got a hold on you. You'll spend money about to lose your
home. Casey Anthony let her hair down in court. Thought she might get her car to get set free. She's done her time. She's gone. They acquitted her of the crime of killing her daughter. So there is no lethal injection, just a key that lets her out. A judge decided today that that would not be until the 17th, because as you remember, the charges, of course, she was acquitted of anything related to the murder of her daughter, but she still faced those four that she was convicted of relating to lying to the cops when she sent them on the crazy wild goose chases trying to find Kaylee and all the stories about nannies and a nanny being with her and all that other kind of stuff. So she wasn't stone-faced in the court. There were a lot of photos of her, and I saw them, and she looked just like anybody else you might see on a beach in Florida, to be honest. So she still got some more time to spend in the slammer, but she will be out on the 17th. The judge looked at time already served. We knew this was going to happen, so I'm just telling you that Judge Belvin Perry said, okay, I give. She got the maximum sentence of 4 years for four convictions of lying to the cops, but that's it, meaning you look at the time and that's it. She's out. So when she's released, she has to decide, I'm a pariah to a lot of people. Do I stay here or do I leave? Because the court of public opinion is very different than the court that acquitted her, the jurors who acquitted her. And I can't imagine, she accused her father of sexual abuse and her daughter drowning in the pool and the cover-up and all that nonsense, so doubtful that she's going to have some big cake and party balloons waiting for her at her parents' home. There will be a curiosity factor as, okay, so now what's this chick doing? Where's she going next? I had a couple of people say to me who have been in the legal system for a long time that don't worry, she'll be back. She'll do something, kiting checks again or some other thing. She's not done with the legal system. She might be done with this particular case, but which is a serious case. There's a dead girl here. But she did do the 1,007 days in jail, which will be the amount on July 17th. So she's out. It's interesting, too. There were people outside the courthouse, from what I understand. I got a text from our friend who was covering this trial and has been on with us every week, and they were yelling, justice for Kaylee and arrest the jury, and jurors 1 through 12 are guilty of a murder. There was a guy running around, and I saw this on one of the news feeds somewhere, who had duct tape with a heart sticker over his mouth, and you know, that was, the prosecutors were saying the duct tape was used to kill her, so that was obviously what they were saying there. There are a lot of police all over the still this courthouse, and when she gets out, I guarantee there'll be a ton of people who, in the media, that will be there to try to figure out where she's going. I mean, it's going to be like the paparazzi on the movie stars, only she's infamous, and so there's a little bit of a difference here. And in the end, the bottom line is, as we put this whole thing to bed, the sad thing is you have a two-year-old and you have really no justice for this little girl. I mean, you have no justice at all. Just, oh, there's a body tossed in the weeds in Florida, some bones of this two-year-old, and somebody tossed those bones there, but she was acquitted of that, so maybe somebody else, maybe the boogeyman got her and nobody knew. Regardless, it's done. Okay, so the other part of the Anthony story is what those people were shouting. You know, they want the jurors' heads. Some are already known. You can imagine a small community, people start to talk. Oh, yeah, my neighbor. Now, where's Joe? Oh, he's on the jury. He's sequestered. Oh, well, that must be the Casey Anthony trial then. So certainly there are people that know who the people are, and that starts to get out. But officially, the names of the jurors, 1 through 12, have not been released. The judge says, nope, not going to release them, because a lot of media folks were asking for the names. He said he wasn't going to do it. He's going to wait till things cooled off, and then perhaps he would release them. I still believe many of the names will come out, and probably some people will come forward. Maybe they'll sell their stories. You know, the National Enquirer would certainly buy that story. The Star would buy that story. People Magazine would buy that story. There are many news organizations that won't pay, but there are many that would, to find out what the jury was thinking. So it may be a question of a few of them. I can't imagine that they're all going to just be silent and fade away and try to slurk back into the community and not really talk about it. Some of them will make some money on this as well, come forward and say what happened, and probably stick to the fact that they couldn't strictly go for the jugular on the reasonable doubt, which we now have talked about so much here, that ultimately, from the legal sense, I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. They weren't going to go there. So now, also, online, it's been interesting because, you know, everything is viral. That's the kind of world we live in. I mean, this is the last word on this for this segment anyway. After this whole Casey Anthony thing, there's a big push to come up with something called Kaylee's Law. And I think this is actually worth mentioning, and I think it's not a bad idea whatsoever. All the photographs we've seen of this little girl, who none of us, certainly most of you listening to me, I guarantee all of us, didn't know her, didn't ever meet Kaylee Anthony. But we saw photographs of her running around and, you know, with those big bug eyes and dark hair and whatnot. And with the way people feel about this, because of the trial and what happened here, now they're talking about this to create this Kaylee's Law. There's about 15,000 people that have signed a petition, and what they're hoping will happen with this is have a petition that will go to the president and people in Congress calling for federal law that would make it a felony for parents to fail to notify police within 24 hours of a child's disappearance or within an hour of a child's death. Because remember, this was one of the weird, crazy things about the Casey Anthony trial that came out, that there was a 30-day period before they said she was missing. That was one of the bizarre behaviors, which really, I think, sent many of us saying, listen, she's guilty. How could she not be guilty? They're searching all over for her, but not for 30 days. They find her skeletal remains in the woods near her family's house 6 months after the fact. Yeah, after the fact they find it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. If there are abusers, molesters, or whatever out there, this is a perfect thing. 24 hours of the disappearance, because 30 days is ridiculous. So 24 hours makes sense to me now that you get into the missing persons thing and whatnot. But bravo, what a great idea. Let's sign the petition. I think it's a good move, absolutely. So that perhaps we would prevent somewhere something horrific like this maybe happening again. We don't know that, but maybe you can. There would be links to whoever did it, let's say, because you wouldn't be talking about dry bones. I mean, that's the sad fact of this whole thing. The evidence wasn't there because of the condition of the body, for one, and the DNA and all of that stuff. So if they had gotten there sooner, what kind of a difference could that have made? All right, quickly, there was something crazy that unfolded in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And when I say crazy, you had a domestic violence situation. It looked like a guy in Grand Rapids that went on a shooting spree. Unfortunately, this 34-year-old Roderick Dantzler shot himself in the end, committed suicide, but not until he took 7 people out, including 2 kids. Here we go again with the kids. And he took the chicken way of ending his life, knowing that they had him cold. 2 hostages escaped. There were 2 other people that were hit in a spree of bullets because he was running all over the place, both ultimately on foot in the end. But he went down I-96. He drove the wrong way down the highway. There were about a dozen or so now. Police cars are saying that were after him. The highway was closed hours later. People in Grand Rapids, a lot of you listening to me in Michigan know, I'll tell you, it was like pop, pop, pop all over the place on local radio stations, word of mouth, that something wacky was going on. 2 people, as I mentioned, were shot when he fired at the cops during the chase. Luckily, they weren't killed. It wasn't life-threatening, but very scary moments in the end, and it looks like it's a domestic violence deal. Stay with us. We can count next.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
After 7 years, that's what he goes there for. He's to unlock the door. All around him Christmas signs and sleep. Until a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
All right, we're pushing off Week in Count. That's coming up in our next segment. Instead, we're going to take some calls. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on Kaylee's Law, Casey Anthony gets out the 17th, the jurors, and whether or not their name should be released. Oh, it's just a plethora of Casey Anthony conversation. Can't get away from it. But, hey, to be sure, we've mixed in other things, including the debt and whether they're going to jack with your Social Security or Medicare, Medicaid. I like to say, I'm 2 generations behind where I should have been, unfortunately. In one way, I guess it's good. There's still a lot of life left. But the problem is, by the time I get there, oh, it's not going to be there. I'm going to have to dig out that gold that I have in the closet. 800-259-5791. Al in Canada, you get the first crack-a-lack at this. Hello.
Hi, Kate. Are you flying to L.A. to cover William and Catherine? They're coming into Los Angeles tomorrow.
I heard. I have a friend, actually, that is covering it, is very excited about it.
You wouldn't have, are they going to any other cities, or is it just L.A. and then back to London?
I heard they were just going to L.A. and that was it, but that they're, you know, sometimes they're taking these unscheduled detours, Al, so you can never be certain that they wouldn't skedaddle down to, let's say, San Diego. But really, I think it's just going to be Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, up here in Canada, they went berserk over them up here in Canada. Everybody's
I
just,
heard.
Everybody, and I am the biggest anti-monarchist around. Like I belong to an organization called Minus Your Highness. We're trying to get rid of the, it's absolutely insane. When you stop and think about it, the head of state of a country is some old lady who lives in a palace in a foreign country. The head of state of Canada is some old lady living in a, she's got 25 palaces in all over, spread all over England, I imagine, and she lives in a foreign country. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, but it's apparently it costs too much money. The argument against it costs too damn much money to get rid of. It costs more money to get rid of the monarchy than we would save by not having it. And I don't understand why. Besides being walking, waving, smiling, and shaking hands, geez, you know, almost nobody can do that. That's all they do. They walk around, they wave, they smile, and they shake hands, and everybody goes nuts over them.
I know. It's the tradition. The celebrityness of royalty. I agree with you. I grew up in an Irish family. You think they care about royalty? I agree with you. But hey, there are a lot of people that like it.
And also, doesn't Catherine look anorexic to you? She looks anorexic to me. She's as skinny as a rail. She stands sideways, you can't see her.
Yeah, you know what though, when you're in the public eye, there's that pressure to be thin. You can never be too thin or too rich, I guess.
And also I got one quick question to ask you about golf, about the PGA. You know, when 15 years ago when Tiger Woods exploded on the scene, everybody said, all of the experts said that he was going to bring in hundreds and hundreds of young black men into golf. Well, where are they?
You know what, there has been a lot of African Americans who have taken up golf, some of the kids in the inner cities and whatnot, even through that cool program they have called First Tee. But as far as if you look at the top 10, top 20, top 30, you got a lot of players from all over the world, Al. It hasn't happened, no.
Yeah, it seems that people from Japan and Korea, it seems like Orientals are taking. And one last quick comment. I just heard that the man who invented the weed whacker died in Houston a couple of days ago. Did you hear about that? He was 95 years old. He invented the weed whacker, and that's my favorite thing that I own, the whippersnipper, the weed whacker. He died in Houston about a week ago. He was 95 years old, and I hope to goodness that his gravesite doesn't get, I don't think his gravesite is going to get overrun with weeds.
No, somebody will be out there whacking them, so to speak. Hey, thanks, Al. Always entertaining. You have a good one. Weed whacker. Oh, weed whacker is one of the best things ever invented. The worst thing ever is, I'm serious, the worst thing God invented was weeds. Ever go out there, bend over, and have to pick out a bunch of weeds? I mean, I'm talking about, I know some of you live in areas where you've got a little bit of land, and you're out there, and you're just, you're just trying to scrape, pull those weeds out, and then, I can't even tell half the time the difference. I mean, this is terrible to admit, because I'm not really the green thumb kind of person, but half the time I'm looking at stuff because I live in a jungle. I can't tell what's weeds and what's not weeds. And then crazy things happen, like, remember the pastor in California? He's famous. He's good. I like him. Pastor Rick, who was out in his backyard, and then he got some weird poisonous thing when he was trying to do some gardening and almost died from it. Like, that's my fear. I have no idea about what these plants are that I'm pulling on or any of that kind of, any of that kind of stuff. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming as well. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You don't care what weed it is. You just smoke whatever, right?
I just don't want the weeds. I don't want to deal with them. I don't know what I'm pulling out. I'm probably pulling out things I shouldn't be.
Well, it teaches you patience, though. You know what I mean?
It does. So it does.
That can be the only reason for them, right? So, anyway, speaking of a really, really weird story when you were just mentioning about pesticides and stuff like that, Steve Porcaro, he was the original keyboardist for the band Toto. You know, they're my favorite American band.
Mm-hmm,
And he was outside on a Saturday morning, right, I think it was back in 92, 93, somewhere right around there. And of course, he was the one that wrote the song Rosanna. Their biggest hit was about Rosanna Arquette, the actress, and him and their relationship. But anyway, though, he opens up some pesticide, and he smelt it, and it killed him on the spot. He dropped dead. His brother came by an hour and a half later and saw him laying out on the floor, out in the grass by his plants, you know. And so sometimes that stuff's really weird to be messing with, you know what I mean? I mean, it was like one in a trillion chance that somebody would die from it, you know.
I know, but he does. I mean, what are the odds that that would happen to him? You're right.
Yeah, you know, it's just really weird. So, but anyway, though, a little rock history there, I guess. So,
I like it.
Hey, before I forget, I was hoping you could give out kudos to my nephew. He graduates from Army Basic Training today, Fort Sill, Oklahoma. How about that?
Ooh, bravo. What's his name? What's his first name?
Corey. So,
Corey. Congratulations to Corey.
Yeah.
There's a hearty clap for you from that audience.
Yeah,
good for him.
Yeah, he did really well, and he says the only problem he has is when there's people in that higher rank than him that are stupider than him. Or stupider, is that a stupid? more dumber than him, you know?
And he's smart, and he has to follow orders of people that he doesn't think are that smart. I get it.
Yeah, and he is a pretty bright kid, I got to admit. He did well in school, you know, but yeah, we're pretty excited about it. I think I told you he's going to be he's our sixth generation now, so, you know, we go back six generations. I'm sure there's a few families out there that are maybe have more generations than that. Lieutenant Dan, you know, from Forrest Gump, he had a lot of generations, you know, that were military,
yeah.
But, yeah, we've got a long line there now. We're pretty excited about that, and it's good to know that at least one of my sister's three kids are going to make something out of their life.
There you go. I love that.
But anyway, so considering her, you know. But in any case, though, yeah, my parents and her and my youngest nephew, they are all out there for his graduation today. And
cool.
108 degrees out there in Oklahoma today. Holy cow.
Oh, that's crazy. It was hot in Dallas, yes.
Yeah, and that humidity you guys have out there, you know, at least we get on out here in the West. It's just the dry heat, you know. You know, but, man, you stick that with humidity, and that's miserable. But
yeah, but not all parts have the humidity. In Dallas, they don't have that humidity. If it's a humid day, it's terrible. But usually that's the thing. We don't have dry. It's just hot. It's not even like that dry heat in the desert. But, yeah, I understand what you mean. 108 is terrible.
You know, we talked last night about how, you know, the only way that Casey Anthony or any of them can profit off of this deal is if people want to pay and listen to it and, you know, pay for the books and watch the shows or whatever, you know, and I'm hoping that people just, you know, somehow we can just write this thing off. But let me tell you something, little Kate, you know, I've been throwing the last few nights in this thing about dignity, integrity, owning up for your own mistakes, et cetera. Someone that believes that inside of us, every one of us, there's this little micro recorder, and it records every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every year of our life. And one day that micro recorder is going to get played back, and you ain't hiding nothing. Okay?
I agree.
And you know what? And my belief, if you, you know, it's a lot easier to repent / pay penance / get restitution for things that you've done in this life than it will be in the next life.
Yeah.
So, you know, Casey Anthony may think she walked away with murder. Hopefully she'll walk the rest of her life in massive depression knowing that she killed her daughter. Of course, you know, sometimes I've heard that these people, they convince themselves that they didn't do it even though they know they did it, and it somehow alleviates the depression or whatever. You know, O.J. Simpson, her, you know.
Scott Peterson, I think he's a sociopath, yeah.
Yeah, you know, these people are, you know, they're going to, you know, they're living their lives right now. Yeah, well, Peterson's in prison, but, you know. You know, one day that, you know, they didn't own up to it. They didn't fess up to the truth of it. And, you know, I just wish people would just have the guts to do that, Kate. I'll tell you something, Kate. I got into trouble once. I don't know if I ever told you this or not, but I spent almost a year in a county jail. I'm unfortunately convicted of a misdemeanor. And the only reason why I went to jail is because the judge told me certain things to do, and I didn't do it. And he put me in jail for it. And you know what, Kate? When I finally fessed up to what I did was wrong, I was wrong not to listen to the judge. Guess what? Things got better. You know? Even though I had to do the time, I got the time done. I'm back on my track and the way I want my life to go. You know?
Good for you. Good. Thanks for telling us that story. We have been talking about that. And there is a thing called integrity. And it's nice when you bump into people that have it. Thanks, Don. Stay with us.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste.
increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Are you one of those people that doesn't want to pay the tolls? You just can't find the change because you don't have an easy pass, or you have an easy pass, but for some reason they haven't been taking the money out of your account, whatever the reason. You know, you're trying to just get through the tolls and not pay. Well, a Staten Island guy learned what that was all about. They slammed him big time, $25,000 in New York. In administrative fees, that's what they're calling it, for not paying $5,254 in tolls. I would faint at that amount. They added everything together, and they say that Alfred Buono owes $30,204 plus interest for trying to beat the authority out of toll money about 1,000 times. How often was he doing it? It started back in 2003. All the way up to May 23rd of this year, he made all those trips over Port Authority crossings, so basically in and out of the borough, in and out of Staten Island, and he didn't ever pay and thought that he'd be okay. You know, that's the whole thing. The easy pass, baby, you got to pay it. Pay now or pay later. I bet a bunch of you have those easy passes. I have one in my car because they were, if you didn't have an easy pass, you were paying like a buck more when you went into things. And what's interesting is since I lived in New Jersey and did the New York thing, you have the Gothel Bridge and you've got the Bayonne Bridge on Staten Island, the Outer Bridge crossing, the GW, Lincoln, Holland Tunnels, Manhattan, all that. You got six bridges basically, Lincoln with Jersey. And, you know, crossing that is expensive. $6 each way, $6 or $7 each way, depends on the bridge. And that adds up. So I guess he thought, well, you know, I'm not paying. I think I can get away with this. They say that they've got a bunch of lawsuits pending against other people who have tried to skirt the tolls. How many are in Staten Island, I wonder? He's not going to be able to come up with it. He's a 47-year-old guy. How's he coming up with that money? Are you kidding? They got cameras now. They can photograph your license plate. I mean, listen, I understand. $7, $8, $5, whatever it is. I mean, it's so expensive, it's, you know, ridiculous. But whatever it is, you got to pay them, or you're going to pay. If you don't pay now, you're going to pay later. And who wants to deal with them coming after you? So, duh, losing. What was he thinking? He thought he was going to get away with that? Come on. There's something that was released today that came to my attention. It's the Worldwide Cost of Living Index. It's a survey, basically, released from a group called the Economist Intelligence Unit. That's such a mouthful. They got to change that name. They do a survey, and that's how they came up with other information. They say Australia has become one of the biggest risers in the most expensive place to live department. So Sydney is the sixth most expensive city in the world. Melbourne, the seventh. Perth, 13. Brisbane, 14th. 14th. Europe accounts for half of the 50 most expensive cities. Paris is number four. Zurich is fifth. Frankfurt and Geneva, eighth and ninth. Here's some quick interesting facts that you'll enjoy as part of We Can Count. In comparing a loaf of bread and what it costs, in Moscow, for a loaf of bread, it would cost you $7. This is in U.S. currency. $7.61. In Tokyo, for the privilege of some bread, Wonder Bread, $7.42. In New York City, $6.06. My goodness, that's ridiculous. Doesn't that seem high? $6.06? How about this? A pack of cigarettes. This is why you got to kick that habit. How people pay $15 in Oslo for a pack of cigarettes, or in London they're paying $10.79. You Brits that smoke, if you have that continuous habit, that's an expensive habit. And meantime, where Moscow the bread was so much, cigarettes $1.85. Load up on your cigarettes when you go to Moscow. In Madrid, $5.99. Pretty cheap. In New York, $9. Not cheap. Not cheap at all. I mean, crazy. How do people afford that? How do people afford to live in Oslo? And then if you go to the United States, American cities are kind of all over the board. New York is in the top 50. They're 49. But New York is now cheaper than Chicago and Los Angeles, where Prince William and his wife Kate are headed, while Atlanta is the cheapest city. They say Atlanta is a cheap city. Wow, I don't remember being in Atlanta and thinking it was cheap, but I don't remember thinking it was uber expensive either. All right, just some of the fun facts you learn when you listen to our version of We Can Count here on America Tonight. One last one for you as we wrap this one up for this hour anyway. And I always say it's about the numbers, right? Ultimately, everything seems to have a number attached to it. Well, here's a number for you. A Mexican national executed in Texas. When you read that headline, you think, wow, what's that story about? What happened there? It's an interesting but sad tale, unfortunately. What happened is we're dealing with a guy, Humberto Garcia Jr., who was convicted of raping and killing a 16-year-old girl. Now, this happened a long time ago, 1994. He was executed by lethal injection Thursday night in Texas. There was a whole bunch of legal appeals and pleas for clemency and all that stuff that were filed. There was a huge international dispute over the rights of someone who's foreign-born on an American death row. You know, the Supreme Court denied a stay of execution for him, despite opposition from the Obama administration and the Mexican government. And ultimately, though, you know what? He was Garcia was pronounced dead at 6:21 in the evening Central Time. So the U.S. Supreme Court denied it, and that was it once they denied it. And he was convicted of raping a 16-year-old, as I mentioned, in San Antonio, then fatally strangling and beating her with a 35-pound piece of concrete. Concrete. That's what he beat her with. I say bravo. I think this was the right thing to do. You know, technicality, schmechnicality. How can somebody think they have the right to come to this country, rape, torture, murder, whoever, and then go and be extradited, and that's it. We wash our hands of it. I think that was the right move. And, of course, you know that I'm a death penalty advocate in heinous crimes, especially in this. They had him cold. I mean, this was a young woman with her whole life in front of her, and he went after her and unfortunately ended her life. Now his life is ended. You know, there are about 40 Mexican citizens that are on death row waiting lethal injection in the United States in various prisons. And there are people that are trying to step in and do away with this. Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, for example, who's the chairman, as you know, of the Judiciary Committee, introduced a bill in June to formally grant federal courts the power to review appeals when it comes to foreigners and these kinds of situations. The Mexican government had filed an appeal in Washington this past week, and that's what they were asking the justices, the Supreme Court, to block the execution. It didn't happen, and I think this was the right way to go. It was the right way to go. And even the Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry, who I don't always agree with, said, if you commit the crime, the most heinous of crimes in Texas, you know, it's ultimately, that's one of the penalties, and that's death. So it was not lifted. How about that? All right, in wrapping everything up here this hour, a couple of quick programming notes for you. On Monday, we're going to have an interesting conversation with Jim Leyritz. Do you remember that name? Used to play for the Yankees, won a World Series with the Yankees, spent some time, ironically, with the Texas Rangers as well. Then his life spiraled out of control when he dealt with a drunk driving, what looked like was going to be the end of the road for Jim Leyritz, a drunk driving charge where somebody was ultimately killed, made huge, huge headlines, had to do with an avalanche, or he had to deal with an avalanche of publicity. He's going to come on our show and talk to us about that roller coaster ride, including a custody battle and some other things that really rocked him to the core.